Good afternoon, I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. As more gruesome details about the state's aborted execution come out, attorneys say the event proves Tennessee's lethal injection protocol fails to prevent unnecessary pain and suffering. The Department of Correction attempted to put Tony Carruthers to death last Thursday. Prison staff struggled to establish an IV line in his arms, so a doctor tried to go through cuts in his chest. One of Carruthers' attorneys, Maria DeLiberato of the ACLU, was in the room. Unlike media witnesses, she had an unobstructed view of the hour-long process.
And I saw the blood and the puncture wound, and he couldn't get it in. And he tried again, saw a second puncture wound, more groaning, moaning. This doctor is oblivious to the fact that he is causing agony to Mr. Carruthers. And eventually he says, I can't get a central line.
She says the staff kept trying until a phone in the chamber rang and the warden called off further attempts. Attorneys say that IV complications are common, so it's predictable the prison doctor would need to establish a central line. They also say TDOC knew the doctor on site was not qualified to do so. They're calling on Governor Bill Lee to halt executions until the courts can decide on Burns v. Strada. That's the longstanding lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of Tennessee's lethal injection protocol. An Atlanta-based developer wants to demolish two buildings near the Nashville Zoo to build a data center. Public records reveal that DC Blocks hopes to build a 69,000-square-foot facility. That's according to the Nashville Business Journal. It's not immediately clear how much the building's investment will cost, or how much energy the data center will consume, or what a construction timeline would look like. Data centers house and manage a collection of computer systems, servers, and storage. They need large amounts of power and water to run, and often result in spiking electricity costs. The company is currently awaiting permit approval from authorities with Metro Nashville and the state. You'll find more news at WPLN.org or in the NPR app under Local Headlines.